Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Several phrases came to mind when I read the readings for today. He's a rough old diamond. Clothes don't make the man. The cowl does not make the monk. All that glitters is not gold. Looks can be deceiving. Don't judge a book by its cover. And apparently that particular phrase was popularised when it was written in a book in 1946. I've never read it, maybe you have. Murder in the Glass Room, it was. And there's a sentence in it, you can never tell a book by its cover. And it really popularised that phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. But I particularly like the phrase that came to my mind of the cowl does not make the monk. The cowl being the long hooded garment a monk would wear. Of course, all these phrases, and there are so many when you start to think about it, that refer to what you see on the outside does not necessarily reflect the inside. With the monk, just because he was wearing a cowl and maybe indeed be a monk living in a monastery, it does not necessarily mean he's a good holy man. It is his actions, the words he says, that is what makes him holy. We often think that the outward appearance is so important. But time and time again in the Bible, we are reminded that that isn't actually what is important to God. There's a clear example of it in the Old Testament in Samuel, when the prophet Samuel, under God's guidance, is looking to anoint who will become a future king. And Samuel sees a tall, strong man before him. But it says in 1 Samuel 16, the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And Samuel goes on to anoint David, who indeed does later become the king. But when anointed, he's a small, young and youthful boy. But God could see into his heart. And of course, we have, looking in the Bible, quite a motley crew of men in the disciples who go on to spread the gospel far and wide. Who would have thought as individuals they would be able to do such a great thing? And there's other significant people in the Bible. Mary Magdalene, of dubious background, but she goes on to show tremendous love of Jesus and is the first to witness his resurrection and to tell others. And there's the poor woman who slips her coin into the collecting plate, hoping that no one sees her. The small amount that she is given. There's the soldier who says to Jesus, you don't need to come to my house to heal my daughter, you just say the word and she will be healed. What faith from a soldier. The woman who touches the cloak of Jesus for healing, showing such faith and bravery in those circumstances. There are many, many examples. And indeed, Mother Mary, a simple young girl who says yes and bears the Christ child. And Jesus himself, a poor carpenter's son, who was the Messiah and did such great things for us, our Saviour. So outward appearances do not always show what is in our hearts and reflect our actions. And that is what God is interested in, what is in our hearts, because it is our hearts that guide our actions, our words, and our path in life. Looking in our Bible readings today, what did it say in our reading from James? Do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. And Jesus is quite clear in his words in Mark's gospel. We read of the Pharisees pointing out that Jesus' disciples ate without the ritual washing of hands before they ate their food. It wasn't that the disciples had dirt and grime on their hands, but they didn't do the ritual washing of hands before they ate that devout Jews should do if they're following the law. Now, Jesus is not against the law of the faith, but Jesus repeats to the Pharisees words that the prophet Isaiah had said. This people honours me with their lips, but their hearts are not for me. They are far from me. In vain do they worship me. Jesus said they were wrong to think that just by following rules and rituals, they were acceptable to God. What goes in the body is really immaterial. It's what comes out that is important. Our words and our actions. It's like keeping rules, but behaving badly. So what does God want? Well, it goes back to what I mentioned from that text from Samuel. When they were looking to anoint a future king, it says, people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God doesn't care whether we have a bishop's mitre on or put loads of money in the collection plate. But of course we do like that, really. But, you know, God doesn't worry about that. No, God looks at the way we treat those around us. God doesn't check to see if we have said the correct prayers before we eat. But if we sit down and tuck into a hearty meal but haven't given a thought to put something in the food bank for a few weeks or a few months, or checking to see if our neighbour is in need and has enough, then God might think we've missed a great opportunity to show compassion and love to others. And as I wrote this, I was thinking, yeah, I fall short myself so many times. I know what that is like. But God knows we are human and we will get it wrong. We will miss those opportunities. But when we come across these passages in the Bible and they come around in the lectionary, it's so good for us. It causes us to look at how we can often tweak things in our life. It makes us just stop and think. And in doing so, we might make changes that can show our kindness and our compassion on others. What did it say? We are to show compassion on the widows, the orphans. And that comes at the end of our reading from James today. And of course, it's the same in our life today. Those two groups of people in Jesus' time had the least opportunity to care for themselves, to raise money, to have a place to call home. And likewise today, all those people who are homeless or without a family, or for whatever reason have a crisis in their life and are finding things difficult, all those in need, we are called to show compassion on those deemed the most in need. So coming into this season of celebrating harvest, which I mentioned at the beginning of the service, well, we begin to give thanks and look at the great bounty that we have around us that is brought in from the fields, from our gardens. I have tons and tons of apples. It's amazing, the crop this year. In general, it is a time that we look at the surplus in our lives. Money, time, energy. They're all sometimes a bit tight, aren't they, those things? But of course, the surplus of love as well that we may feel. I know it is so wonderful when you come across those people who just still seem to be so full of kindness, of love, of smiles. You just want to come alongside them just to see if a little bit will just rub off on you. Those people who just seem so generous in that. And that is where it made me think about, you know, hearts, and actually made some little hearts last night, and there's a few at the back. It made me think, what's going on inside my heart? That's what these readings made me think. What's going on inside my heart? Do I worry more about my appearance as a minister, my what I'm sort of coming across as a minister, rather than what am I actually doing? What's actually God calling me in my heart? What is my heart just a little bit more full of that I can give to other people? How can I help others? And I think that's what these readings call into us. So as we go into this season of harvest, we may not feel that what we have to offer, the little bit extra we have to offer, makes a difference. And that's why it's so wonderful we have that reading that I mentioned today, that poor woman who just slips a little bit of money into the collection plate in the Bible. We read about her. When she slipped that money in, she was feeling really embarrassed that it was such a small amount. But that's been noted down in the Bible. It has been read hundreds and hundreds of times. That was thousands of years ago. What she did was so important. All our little bits make so much difference. Collectively, our little bits of surplus, our little bits of goodness from our hearts, when they come together, it adds up to so much when it is put together in Christ's name. When we join together in his work here on earth, all our little bits add up to so much and is so needed and so gratefully received by God. Amen.